Second item on the agenda is a request for direction on wireless communication facility regulation. Director Cabrera requests direction from the Assembly on how it wishes to proceed with potential regulation of wireless communication facilities. Staff is seeking guidance on the preferred path forward before additional research or development of potential ordinance language. And there's a memo in the package from Director Cabrera related to this item. Do I have a motion to for direction on wireless communication facilities from that memo?
May I ask a question of the mayor?
Yes, you may.
Would you like that in the form of an affirmative motion, like one of the options on there presented? Or how would you like to get that on the table?
That's what I was thinking. One of the options to go with, and then we can discuss it and either
and
shoot it down and then move it down, whatever.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In that case, I would move we approve option three.
Would you like to talk a little bit about option three or what it is and why you're, if you would? I need a second on that.
Second.
Okay. If you would like to talk a little bit about in detail about
it. You bet. I'll assume all of us are fairly up to speed on the three options presented.
I'm not, Jay. I was busy coiling Tanner Crab gear, so. If you could fill me in on option three, that'd be great.
Actually, I would love if Director Cabrera could be, if that would be preferable to the Assembly, because I believe, to put it simply, Liz has put in, and the manager put lots of work into getting this before us, so I would have it come from the experts, please.
Yes. Liz, okay, you're unmuted. Do you want to back up a little bit and talk about the overview of how we got to this point, too, if you would, and then walk into option three, please?
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you come through loud and clear.
Okay, great. So I think you've all been aware of public concern surrounding development of wireless communication facilities in Service Area 1 and outside of Service Area 1. So the Planning Commission initiated an amendment to Title 19. Title 19 is the zoning code for Service Area 1. To amend that title to update how we regulate wireless communication facilities, i.e. towers. So in their recommendation, as they contemplated a new ordinance, they extended the recommendation is to extend this ordinance borough-wide. And the problem with that, there are several, and those are the ones that are outlined in that memo. But basically, the main things being that Title 19, per the charter, only applies to Service Area 1 because it was never moved over to the borough code. So you can't just say, oh, now Title 19 applies throughout the borough, because you know it's not extended that way. So we can't use the powers of Title 19 zoning where there is actually no zoning and there's no conditional use permits and there's no enforcement of zoning. So this memo basically asks you on how you would like to proceed. Now, you know, the option three that Member Stanton Gregor proposed, that would basically take Title 19 and expand it on a non-area-wide basis. And non-area-wide means all of the borough except for the city of Kuprinoff. City of Kuprinoff has its own authority under the charter to do planning, zoning, and platting. So we would move Title 19 into the borough code. It would become applicable and enforceable throughout the borough, except for City of Kuprinoff. Usually the way you extend zoning that way is you don't immediately just apply zoning. We wouldn't be using the same zoning districts we have in Service Area 1. Generally, what you do is you put everything new that was previously unzoned into kind of a holding district that allows most uses. But there might be some uses that are high impact that you would do differently. And then you gradually go through and apply appropriate zoning for these new areas. I think that's it in a nutshell for you.
Questions for Liz?
No, thanks, Liz. It's all coming back to me. Been a couple of weeks since I read it, but thank you.
Is there other comments and questions from Assembly? Member Stan Gregor?
Yeah, just to, for those listening at home, let's say for the sake of argument, we go that direction. You know, the timeframe involved is I'll read it from the memo, is 9 to 12 months for the initial effort, and thereafter it'll take several years to complete any specific zoning for all the areas, meaning it's a long-term process. It'll be pretty exhaustive for staff, I'm sure, if we go this direction. I personally think it's the most comprehensive of our options, but I just wanted to have that part said out loud, that the timeframe is not an overnight thing.
Member Newman?
I got a lot to say on this subject. I feel like we need to pump the brakes here because there are significant ramifications or consequences to this option. How this came about was because of the issue of the wireless communication facilities, you know, the cell towers that we've all been talking about for a long time now, and there's been a lot of public comment. And due to the fact that outside service area one, where they already have, where Title Network has bought property on Rory's Road, you know, they're outside service area one. And so as the process kind of rolled along and we realized that we're pretty constrained by the provisions of the Federal Communications Act, which basically says that we cannot prohibit or even effectively prohibit, you know, telecommunication companies from, you know, constructing cell towers. So the only option we really have as an assembly and is to create an ordinance. So we can kind of channel them in a direction for the least, you know, detrimental or least obtrusive location, hopefully. But we're kind of, you know, that ship has kind of already sailed. And so what we're trying to do is draft an ordinance that will give us, you know, some level of control moving forward. These companies, if they have already started their permitting process any way, shape, or form, they would be exempt from any ordinance that we can create. So through the process of the borough drafting an ordinance, it has to go through the Planning Commission. And during the Planning Commission process, one of the members said, maybe we should make it, you know, borough-wide or area-wide. And so that's why we are being presented with this question now. So I feel like we're getting a little bit off track because I think that the consequences of this option three is basically, you know, we would essentially be having to address all the issues outside service area one, and those are comprehensive. The downside is we would have to hire an additional staff person, and honestly, with in my perspective, with declining revenues, increasing cost, and I've been hearing from local or borough employees that, you know, they're considering other options, leaving the community because we can't pay them enough. And here we're talking about hiring another full-time staff person because that's what would be necessary, because this is a major thing. So I would encourage everybody to fully consider all the things that come into play by approving this option three.
Member Valentine?
Okay. Just correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just making sure I understand this correctly. We have an ordinance that's being written, right? And this part that we're seeing here is to try to be done first before the ordinance is being written. right? So that the ordinance can affect more than just the current borough service area one. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Liz, do you want to address that?
Sure. Could you restate that one?
Yeah. So basically, there we have an ordinance being written up and might be unpaused, waiting for this kind of Title 19. So Title 19 kind of came first now, and then the ordinance will come after. Is that where this whole, is that why we're looking at these options here? Does that make sense? Like the ordinance is the ordinance going to go regardless of whether or not we choose to do any of these options?
Not necessarily. One of the options is no action, and so then it wouldn't go. Another option is to just limit the ordinance to service area one, and then we would just draft an ordinance and it would only impact service area one. So under those two options, it would move forward. Under option three, you know, that's a good question, whether we adopt something for Title 19 as we're working towards expanding Title 19 non-area wide. I suppose that would be possible.
So yeah, I was kind of more getting at that. I'd rather see the ordinance come up within what we already have. And then if we were to eventually go on option three, which I feel like shouldn't be decided right this moment. I mean, Member Newman was saying, there's going to be so much more to it than just trying to tackle this tower that's already on private land, right? So, but within our own, like, I would hate to see that the ordinance doesn't go up just because we didn't choose one of these options. Does that make sense? Am I kind of in that right direction there?
Yep.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the manager has a question.
If I could. So we formed a borough many years ago, and included in the charter is the borough has authority to do zoning throughout the borough, so outside service area one. Liz and her group and others made a tremendous effort to bring this in front of the assembly once before, and it was voted down. And so we've done nothing for all these years. So Title 19, our zoning ordinance, sits out there only applicable to service area one. You know, so in other words, we've never really convertly moved this out like the charter actually intended. As Liz put in this memo, you put everything in holding district, and then you basically go through the process of moving this ordinance into operation, so to speak, throughout the borough. The assembly can vote it down, and we'll again not convert everything to where it applies to all throughout the borough. And we can do it in a way that, you know, only the ordinance that P&Z put so much work into only applies to service area one. But again, this is, I heard from many of you, assembly members, about when the folks started talking about why can't we stop these towers? And we explained, well, because this is one of the real reasons. Title 19 is not applicable outside of service area one. We can keep doing that, but I can tell you, one of the things that probably should have been done is when these folks came in and said, we want you to do something, we should say, no, we can't. Instead of having 5 months worth of conversations about cell towers and the borough doing something about it. I'm just suggesting that, you know, starting this process, while it's a big deal, there's no question. But as Liz said, we can put everything in a holding district and it can stay there for quite a while we try to figure out how we want to do this. Or we can basically, again, punt and say we're not going to go through the process. I think it's important for the assembly to finally say one way or the other, because we shouldn't have to bring, we don't want to have to keep bugging you with this issue, but it comes up occasionally because people outside service area one are saying they want the borough to do something. Well, this is a way for the borough to do something going forward. If it doesn't pass, so be it. But again, understand, that means we cannot enforce this ordinance outside service area one. And, you know, we need to just move on from that whole, probably that whole conversation.
Member Valentine first.
Sorry. Can you describe to me what a holding district is?
Liz, correct me, because I'm going to say this wrong. It's basically putting in a district that allows any other majority of other uses. In other words, you could build a single family, you could build a warehouse, you could do all the things you can currently do. There might be some restrictions we could put in, like we're not going to allow anything that creates toxic waste without further. So it's basically a district you put in place to say you can do almost everything that you're already doing until we get around to someday saying this area is going to be single family and this area is going to be something else. Am I correct, Liz, saying you could leave it in a holding district for quite a while?
Yeah, that's basically it. It's a pretty broad district. You can basically use it throughout the entire area that's not currently zoned. It allows most uses. There might be things that we would say, well, needs a conditional use permit, like, for instance, a wireless communication facility or other high impact uses. But most everyday uses would be allowed by right, meaning you don't need any special permission from the borough.
Okay, and then I'll end on this. Thank you for that. So I understood that better. I personally don't know the extent of how this is going to affect the people that are living at Papke's, which is basically what we're talking about. But this then will extend. Didn't we just borough just get property over on Thomas Bay too? And like this extends so much further. And then I know we're trying to tackle wireless communication towers, which I think we should moving into the future because the future is really fast and we should definitely keep up with it. But I think that I'd rather hear more people from in the Papke's community understanding that there's going to be some really, really big changes if this is where to happen. And do you really want this? I'd rather hear a lot more from them than this today just giving to me. So as this is right now, and I had to choose right now, I will not be choosing option three. Thanks.
Member Stanton Gregor.
Yeah, just to, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, Steve, from my own process, without giving me the 15-minute monologue on it, what would be the bones of the, if option three passed, like what's the step-by-step after that? And again, I know it could be a big monologue, but if you can give me the cliff note, it would be great.
We'd have to put in place the means, meaning, you know, what are we going to call this catch-all district? We'd have to identify, you know, go into the maps themselves and make sure that we have good records on whatever thing is. And if there's any immediate conflicts, we'd have to identify those and hopefully work them out so that it doesn't impact somebody that's already living there. And we'd have to figure out, you know, what does this all mean? Does this include, you know, do we want to have separate zones out there for commercial or industrial or single family or not? I mean, that's there's a lot of decisions that have to be made up front by staff to implement this. And it would take a while. I mean, and you have issues with the ordinances too. Are there ordinances like the tower issue that need to be considered so we can implement that in a way that, you know, GCI is out here wanting to put towers up? Do we, you know, get something in a hurry about cell towers, particularly to slow that process down?
The clarifier I should have done, and I apologize, Mr. Manager, is what level of involvement would the assembly have if this was going forward? What would be our level of involvement in the process? Because to me, it seems like we'd be pretty extensive, but I could be totally off base because I don't know, obviously.
Yeah. Liz, when we go to put zones in place, that's an assembly level decision to approve it, correct?
Right. I think we would have to first just internally staff take Title 19 and go through it and try to make it consistent with borough code. So, you know, change City of Petersburg to Petersburg Borough. there's a few things in there that I call they're quite egregious and have been vexing problems for many years now. And it'd be nice to address those as well as part of this. So moving Title 19 into borough code is one part of it. The other part of it is crafting this holding district And then what's going to be the by right uses? You know, I think residential uses, that's a pretty easy one to say yes to. And then we could do something, like I said, include wireless communication facilities as a conditional use as inside of that holding district. And then moving forward, I would think that you would want significant public input to craft specific land use for those areas, but that would be a little bit further along. So when I give you that initial time period, that's really just to get the bare bones in place, honestly.
Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Member Schwartz.
Well, to James' concern too, it's going back a little bit, but it sounded like, Steve, you were in favor of 3 over 1 and 2, and that the way that I remember reading it, there would be input from the folks at Papke's, there'd be time for input from those people before any of this would take place. Is that correct?
Through the mayor. Actually, it's how to describe it. So the public input comes when you start to have to make decisions, but not to start the process. So the assembly can start the process with a vote here today or not. And the process is you know, it takes a while. I think I said originally when this came up, it might take us a couple of years. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. That's why this is a tough thing, because we don't want to do it now, but then understand, if you want to do it in the future, there's a long lead time for all the reasons that Liz laid out. And then you've got to go through and identify uses. You've got to, and that's stuff that has to be publicly vetted and vetted by the assembly. So it's a very, very long process. And the public gets a say in it, in the sense of, okay, what about, you know, and fill in their question. Will this stop cell towers? You know, you have to do a lot of public hearings on stuff like this, but you got to start somewhere to get to that point.
Thank you for that,
Newman.
Yeah, that's my perception, is this is a huge issue, and I feel this issue of Title 19 and extending Service Area 1 or creating another Service Area 2, whatever it is kind of detracting from our short-term goal of trying to get an ordinance pertaining to wireless communication facilities passed. I mean, that's really what this is. This is a tangent that came up and is creating a whole another separate issue. And I think our goal should be, let's get the ordinance passed pertaining to wireless communication facilities, and then I feel like this is like a whole another entire process that we take into consideration. I mean, and because it is, we have ordinances, and we need to pass the ordinance that we have kind of coming up the pike. And then if this becomes, you know, a viable option or solution, we all decide it's going to take a year or two to decide, lots of meetings, lots of process. Then I feel like that ordinance for pertaining to cell towers will come into play. But this issue of Title 19 and outside Service Area 1 shouldn't derail the ordinance that is coming up the pike.
Through the mayor, it does. That's kind of the challenge. The ordinance written by P&Z cannot be implemented the way it is. It can only be put in place in Service Area 1. So
right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I understand that.
As long as the assembly knows that
right,
you know, we can go down the route of having an ordinance that does something with cell towers, but it's only going to be good and enforceable in Service Area 1. So all these people that have been in here talking to you, that are, most of them are out from Papke's area, we can't help them unless...
Exactly, and okay. I completely understand that. We're trying to pass an ordinance within Service Area 1, and this is going to complicate it to where we have GCI out here who's looking to put up 4 more cell towers somewhere, and we need to be able to control what's inside Service Area 1. If we wait another 2 years to pass this to deliberate and go through the process of how this would manifest itself and decide on it, then we're past it. Once they start their permitting process, they're exempt from anything that we can do inside of an ordinance.
Member Schwartz?
Well, I don't understand why it can't be a both and. I mean, we could work on option 3 of 19 and pass an ordinance within service area 1. Is that correct?
That is correct. We just have to know going in what's the, like I said, through the, I'm sorry. I heard from several of you that now, you know, now's the time. We people are asking that live out at Papke's, they want the borough's support to help solve these problems. So Liz and P&Z in this case have come up with some solutions. And what we're saying is, it's all this stuff is tied together. If you want ordinances that stop cell towers or stop pig farms, or then we have to start somewhere. We have to start with getting our ordinances up to speed, and in this case, Title 19, the zoning ordinance, and catering it to what the folks, you know, expect or need out there. And if the answer is we're going to eventually write an ordinance for cell towers, we should write it right the first time. Anyway, this is an assembly decision, and I get it. That's why I sent out the email to all of you to please read this carefully, because it's a big deal.
The ordinance that we're drafting now, nothing we do, even if we approve this option 3, it's not going to deny or prohibit Title Network from building a cell tower on the property that they own right now on Rory Road. There's nothing. So we're past that. That ship has sailed. We're moving forward, looking forward. The other company that we haven't dealt with yet is GCI. And we're, you know, the sooner that we get an ordinance passed, the more we can effectively deal with them.
Member Mucci? I think you're muted, Jeff.
There are all kinds of buttons to push. You got me now, Bob?
Yes, we go loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for your patience. Yeah, I've been involved in the assembly for many years, and we kicked this can down the road for many years because certain individuals on the assembly didn't want to deal with it. And I think the time has come. We've got a good alternative here. I think it's a great recommendation from staff, but we got Steve. Thinks it's a good idea. I'm all for this idea of moving forward. I think the ordinance can go forward, but I think we need to get started here. The longer we wait, the more issues we're going to have to deal with, whether it's cell towers or data centers. But yeah, I'm all for this, and I'm in favor of option 3. Thank you.
Member Valentine?
Okay, thanks. As we keep going in circles here. Okay. I just, when I started this, because to me it felt, as I was reading it, it was each one of these options were tied to that ordinance, right? So if I would have read option 2, which says limit the scope, you know, nothing changes, to keep it in service area 1, that is option that I was going to choose. Or option 3, which is we have to do this whole thing, and then the ordinance comes too. If they are separated and this ordinance is going to come no matter what, then I can, I'm also in agreement with Member Newman's saying, is that we can still work on the expanding the zoning area so long as this ordinance goes through. And if after hearing everybody talk, it sounds like that ordinance will come through. Now, we're just deciding on what to do after, right? No, wait.
Bigger picture.
Right, because basically I'm not opposed to helping zoning out there. Again, it takes forever, but I'd like to see in 3 months, option 2, that this ordinance comes through, right? That's the way I see it. So if this ordinance is tied so hard to option 3, which means it would never go out for 2 more years, then no, I'm not going to do it. But if we get the ordinance out, we can make an amends to the ordinance later when we do all this other stuff. Yes. So anyways, I want to just make sure that I clarify that I'm ordinance for sure, if we do this, yes, but I don't want them to be so tied that 2 years later, this ordinance then comes up. Thank you.
I'll just read for Liz's benefit. She wrote this. Option two, limit scope zoning amendment to service area one. Okay. And she's got the pros and cons here. And the cons, it leaves a regulatory void. A telecommunications company could theoretically build a tower just outside the service area boundary with no oversight from the borough. That's what we were trying, what I was hearing from the people that testified and many of the assembly, what you were opposed to. You wanted the borough to be able to deal with this stuff. So while option two will put us in get us an ordinance that's only applying in service area one, I just want to be clear. It does not stop somebody for building a tower outside of service area one. And, you know, we can't do anything about that. So I just want to make sure that's understood.
I'll direct it to you then. So then, would going on option three slow down any new towers coming in tomorrow? Or let's say X amount of time?
New towers where?
Outside this every Papke.
So Liz mentioned doing a holding district where we could put in, you can't put a communication tower in this district without a conditional use permit.
And that holding district could come on almost,
yes,
almost immediately.
We're literally saying everything outside of service area one is in a holding district, correct.
And that's the one thing we threw in there. Hey, no more towers. Boom.
We could, well, we would say you have to get a conditional use permit to put a tower there, meaning they have to come and go in front right. of P&Z and say, here's
Which
what we're going to put. And there's a
our ordinance.
And that's enforceable. We can say you cannot build that unless you go through and talk to P&Z and tell them where you're going to put it. And P&Z has a right to say that, say yes or no. That's the advantage of putting zoning outside service area one, because you can then put those conditional uses on property. But guys, I mean, I don't want, my job is not to argue with you. I mean, so I apologize. I mean, you know, this is a tough issue. It was a tough issue before, and we've gone how many years now where we still haven't got this done. So I get it.
Can I weigh in for just a minute on this? I'm in probably a little bit different place than everybody sitting here. First of all, Liz, I appreciate you putting this on the agenda, because we got to go forward in some fashion. So I'm not saying anything against any of your options here, but I'm going to change a little bit and we've discussed this. When we were doing borough formation, the issue that stopped the borough was planning and zoning outside of town. I mean, bar none, that was the strongest issue. And other than this, I'm not hearing a lot of people saying they want more zoning, more rules, more regulations outside of town. Okay, number one. Number two is platting. As I said earlier, I believe this borough needs to take platting right now. And yes, we're going to have to add help to Liz's staff. But platting does a number of things. It doesn't put the planning and zoning, but it certainly gives us more control over words, where the roads go, how big subdivisions, and a whole bunch of other things. And I think we, as an assembly right now, we can take that option. We can ask the state to give us platting authority. And yes, I do agree with Liz. She needs more help to do that. But and then I will move on, is that I think we're also to the point in this coming budget that frankly, we are not charging administrative costs outside of service area one. And I think that needs to be put in this coming budget. And it's going to be, you know, we're talking two mills plus. I think that needs to be in the budget. And as part of that, we would add, I think we need to add staff to help Liz do this, because this job is becoming much bigger than smaller in my mind. And I guess the other thing I would propose is that I agree with the comments going around here, but I think that we need to back off a little bit. If you want to put into effect in service area one, yeah, I could go for that. But what Liz wants to propose is I would like to see us come back with a proposal. How do we involve those people we're affecting out there? You know, whether it be Papke's, over on Cooper Knoll or what have you. How do we involve those people as we go forward? Because I'm not willing to sit here and make some decisions for them. You know, I'd like to see it more of a community. Or if we're just talking about, say, for instance, you know, the rest of Metcalf Island, what do these folks really want? I would like to hear that part of it. And so I'd like to see a proposal that lays out how we would go about, if we were going to go to three, how we would, you know, the details of how we would go there, I guess, before I'm willing to go with that type of a thing. And I think Member Newman, you had another comment.
Yeah, I really like what you have to say. I appreciate that very much. I think everybody has a lot of really good comments, and I've been out of town. So I'm trying to formulate this. I haven't had a lot of opportunity to talk to a lot of people, but from what I'm hearing, I'm just kind of speaking hypothetically here, and I'll do a little brainstorming. So what we could do is create this, going with, if we did go with option three, create this holding area that would, and then get the ordinance passed, that would give us control over companies that want to put wireless communication facilities outside service area one. Get the ordinance passed, that gives us more control inside service area one. And then we have time to what you're just speaking to, Mayor, about including people in the conversation about what this actually means and how we're going to move forward with it, because it is a pretty big issue. Does that seem like a good idea?
Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, that's why it's done that way, through the mayor. I mean, that's why you have a holding district that allows, for the most part, everything that's already being done. You know, as P&Z or Liz's and her staff go through that process, you know, they may come up with something besides communication towers that you want to have a conditional use permit. Maybe a rock quarry. You might want to say you don't want a rock quarry developed next to your house without having some say. So I don't want to just commit to say it would only be communications towers. That's one of those conversation pieces that could take a while. You're talking, what would people of Papke's or, you know, end of Metcalf Island, what would you want to be able to have a say in? I remember dealing with our current mayor's wife one time in a positive, when, you know, she talked about what would you want to lodge next door to your home, and you know, she was like, no. I mean, clearly, so maybe that's another issue that you'd say you want a conditional use permit to say, if you're going to build a lodge, you got to come in from P&Z and the Petersburg Public and let them know what you're going to do and have people have a say in it. The holding district is exactly what it sounds like. You put it there, you allow almost all uses that's currently done until you can figure out what you want it to say in the future.
So. A question on that. I thought there was a time frame on that holding district.
That was the question I asked. Liz, am I correct, like you said, there's no time frame on that?
There isn't a time frame on that. One of the issues that we'll probably be faced with is deciding whether to grandfather in uses in that holding district. So let's say we allowed someone to put in, I don't know, an asphalt plant or something, and that was an okay use. And then later on, we went back and the folks in that area wanted more specific zoning and that wasn't going to be an allowed use. Do you allow the grandfather right in for some of those high intensity uses? So that's the only thing, is that making that decision. So if you were going to allow grandfather rights, then yeah, you probably wouldn't have to revisit that holding district for quite a while until there was maybe enough development or pressure or demand for something. If you didn't have grandfather rights, that might, I would think, maybe give some hesitation to people to do some development where they're not really sure what the future holds. So I think some, you know, it's really some consideration and of how to move that forward and what we want to include and what we don't want to include and what you want to see, you know, 10 years down the road and 20 years down the road.
Liz, as part of that question.
As your, oh, and I just wanted to add too, I know you're just all speaking casually about this, but even the Title 19, that's, I mean, that's not bam, tomorrow it's going to be in place. So it does, it's going to take a little bit of time, no matter which path you choose. If you want the Title 19 Service Area 1 ordinance, we would do that one first. It would take a little bit of time to get that through, and then we could start looking at the other thing. But it's, I might not be able to do everything simultaneously. So just so you know.
So as part of that process, and I'm still having problems with process. Part of that process, let's say that somebody, you create that holding district. Now, somebody on Metcalf Island out the road comes forward and says, well, we don't want any more than 5 trees per acre. You know, I'll use that. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I want to use it as an example. So, all right. So all of a sudden now that goes forward, goes through P&Z. And so if we don't have service areas or so forth, then that could be applied service, that could be applied over the whole borough rather than just one area. The point I'm trying to get to is, you know, what constitutes a service, what would you put in a service area? How would you go about that? And what would you do borough-wide under this holding concept?
So I think when you're thinking about zoning and land use, you kind of have to set service areas aside because zoning is non-area wide. And so the way you distinguish is not by service area, it's by zoning district. So, you know, if just because you had some part of the borough, you know, the holding district or something, that would still be temporary. But let's say you had that, that would apply anywhere where the holding district was applied. And then you could create a new district which had different rules and apply that, you know, Papke's or Thomas Bay or wherever it would be appropriate. So it's not tied to service area. And I tried that with the attorney, and really it's two separate issues, and I don't think there's a clean way to make it work that way. I'm not sure if I answered your question, but.
No, you did. Just, you showed how complicated it is. That's what I was asking for.
There's no service area. Generally, often we talk about service areas in the vein of there being a tax ramification. Zoning has nothing to do with property taxes. I mean,
yeah. Member Martin?
That's probably for Steve and Liz, but what's your sense for the difference in timing between option 2 and option 3? Because I know I'm pretty sure I have a read that people in service area 1 want an update and they want it quickly enough to maybe make a difference. I don't have a very good read on outside service area 1. So in order to risk slowing down what I know people want, I'd kind of need a little more input.
Yeah. Liz, can you answer that maybe?
Yeah, it just ranges. You probably all realize by now that telecommunications law is complicated. You probably have figured that out by now. Our best guess is 3 months, right? You need 3 readings at the assembly to adopt the ordinance. And hopefully get it to you in a month or so. And go from there. So. The other one is just a lot more extensive. Yeah, the option 3.
Is it possible to draft the ordinance so it would work later with this option 3, or does it require option 3 to be already fleshed out more? Like, can you just add wording that will work?
Do you mean add more wording that would work to the ordinance that we're going to propose?
Can you make it area or option 3 ready, holding district ready, without actually taking that issue on?
What do you mean by that issue?
Let's see. So the ordinance that's in the works that won't work outside of service area 1, is there a way to make it so it could work outside of service area 1? and we still haven't decided? Okay, so that has to exist in order.
Not the way it's proposed. I think option four, we had like, maybe there's something out there that we could research, but that would, you know, it's almost like you have to research, find something, and then try to like write it all out, you know, like you're writing a real ordinance, and probably get almost all the way there before you know whether it's going to work or not, because I'm not sure how to mesh rules for outside of service area one that will then apply inside of service area one. So the way, you know, really the true way that communities do this, the appropriate way to do this is through land use, and that's Title 19. That's the authority you have to manage land use in service area one and everywhere but city of Kuprinoff, and that's the appropriate way to do it. If you want to stagger it and say, hey, we want to do Title 19 amendment first and get something in place in service area one, and then we'll look at everywhere else, you know, yes. That's not an unreasonable approach.
That's just what I was about to ask. That one. I vote that one.
Okay. Member Newman.
I'm just trying to formulate in my mind. Is there any way, any reason why we can't, if we did go with option three to create this holding district in like perpetuity, and then what's forcing us to continue on with creating all the zoning districts?
Through the mayor, if I may. So Liz kind of hinted at it. Well, which would be the people themselves say something's changed. So, for example, somebody comes forward and says, you know, I've got 40 acres out here outside service area one, and I want to build a lodge. And let's say when we set the holding district up, we said can't do lodges without a conditional use permit. That could potentially change how that property is zoned. So, you know, or some new technology comes by. We're dealing with cell towers. Maybe the next thing is, you know, Starlink towers. I don't know. I mean, what drives the change? You're right. In perpetuity, we could leave it alone and do nothing. But people could drive changes. They could come in and say, yeah, I don't want to change this, but on my property, I want to do this. Can you make that change? And then there's a process for that. So,
so you're saying that if we create the holding district, we couldn't just restrict it to conditional use permits for wireless communication facilities, and everybody else
and leave it alone and do nothing else. Or, you know, what you generally do is you want to say, you know, we're going to be subject to people coming forward and saying, you know, that I get it. My house is in the holding district, but I want to do something different. Can I do that? We want to make sure we always build a process in so that can happen. So we don't say, yeah, you know, we didn't think of that, but because we didn't lay it out, there's no way for you to move forward with what your idea is. Somebody wants to build a lumber mill or, you know, holding districts is exactly what it sounds like. It's just there until it's not. And there's no reason for the borough to go change it unless we're getting input from somebody that says, hey, change this. Because so I want to put a lumber mill there.
So are you saying that we cannot restrict it to just wireless communication facilities? It would apply to everybody that wants to build something.
Say that again?
I'm just trying to simplify this to the extent that it serves the purpose of what we're trying to do without creating, you know, unforeseen consequences.
Well, setting it up as a holding district, Liz and I and staff or whatever, have to decide, are there going to be any items that you want to arbitrarily say no unless they go through? So we're using the communication towers as the example. Clearly, we'd want to put in there, holding districts is good for everything except for communication towers. Those you have to come forward and ask for special permission. Are there anything else like communication towers that we want to put in there? Probably are. If you give us some time, we'll come up with a list for you. I mean, or the people themselves will come up with a list. Say, look, I don't really want a lodge next door to me, or I don't want So those can be thrown in on the holding district as things you need a, you know, you need to go to P&Z and ask for permission. You need a conditional use permit for these five things or these six things or whatever they are. I would highly suggest if the assembly goes option three, that we keep that list pretty narrow, meaning we don't want to go in and list 30 things that you can't do on your lot. That defeats the purpose of the holding district. I mean, we don't want to get in people's business is what it amounts to, but we want to have a means to stop things that people want clearly want to have a say in.
I guess I'm just trying to tailor this to the intended point of this, yeah. Which is wireless.
And you're doing great. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to answer and say, no, it can't be changed because
that's. But in the future, it could be changed by a future assembly or public input or process or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
To me, we've put a big project or a big subject on the table. And I think we have to give it, from my perspective, we have to give our public's time. This is going to affect, you know, outside service area one to understand what we're talking about before I'm willing to, you know, say, yeah, let's go forward with, if, you know, with option three, from my perspective. The other one, if somebody wants to go forward with, you know, putting in effect in service area one, I'm okay with that for right now. But I'm not willing even to go to the point from my own personal till we lay that out in some way so the public has a chance to weigh in, the folks outside of service area one here on this issue. Good. Member Valentine.
Okay, so to try to move this forward, Liz, are you there? Can I ask you a quick question?
Through the mayor, yes.
Okay. To adopt Title 19 to the borough code, that what you said earlier, I do like that option, right? To adopt it within all the borough, that gives us platting right? No, zoning right.
Zoning
right. And also move the ordinance through, I feel, and then take our time with the thing we've been talking about for an hour. I like that. How do I make a motion to put that into option two?
Why don't we vote on this, and then if it fails, make a motion to do option two? Would be the cleanest way.
Does option two include adopting Title 19 into borough code?
No.
It's not. Is that suggested, Liz? Would that be suggestible?
No. At some point in time, I think you need to start that process. And
okay, cool. Sounds like today.
Well, it could be. It could be today. But I do hear what you're all saying about the fact that, you know, so far the calls for land use out there have been very narrow. It's very much focused on these communications towers. Perhaps there's not a broader demand at this time for that. And that, you know, if you wanted to hear from people, you know, you could just say, let's do Title 19 right now and let's start, let's develop a process for how we're going to move forward from there. And, you know, and that's usually begins with some kind of public engagement and community engagement. And, you know, we can start the process of moving 19 to borough code. And you could even have a holding district that allows everything, right? And that basically is the same as it is now. You know, it would not prohibit anything. And so you basically have status quo, but then you are ready to put districts in place if and when that time comes. So hopefully it didn't just confuse things further. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Let me come back. Member Newman.
I guess I'm in favor of all that if we can restrict the holding district, you know, open to everything but wireless communication facilities.
You can do that.
Because that serves our short-term goal here and then gives time for the public to weigh in on it. And because that we, you know, I think we would be.
Liz, am I correct in saying that what Scott said is very doable, and that all the other things that are not listed would be subject to a request to the public. They'd have to do a conditional use permit application.
I guess I would think about it the opposite way, which is we would allow all uses.
Okay.
You know, that's is right now. Okay. And then just put wireless communication facilities as a conditional use. So that would be the only thing that you would require. Need.
Okay. Is that voting option three then?
That could be a consequence of option three.
If, it could be.
So what am I voting, right? Is it option three that's like, yes, exactly what you just said? Or?
I would suggest that we vote on this and then we propose another amendment to that.
Yeah, we would have to make an amendment to option three.
Okay. That's okay.
We'd have to vote this one down and then make an amendment.
If you wanted to.
Option three. Is that correct? Or can we make an amendment now?
If it applies to option three, meaning if you prefer, and Becky cut me off my bottom line as parliamentarian, if you wanted option two, we'd vote no, then we could put option two on the table. If you wanted to amend part of what option three says, now would be the time to do it.
Well, option three is on the table right now.
Correct, but if you had an amendment to option three.
An amendment to option three right now.
Shoot it, man.
Okay.
Okay. Make an amendment to option three to create a holding district that allows all uses other with the exception of wireless communication facilities requiring a conditional use permit.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Amendment made by Member Newman, second by Member Valentine. And then we'll have a discussion on that.
The amendment?
Yes.
A question for the manager, if I might. Let's say this amendment passed for the sake of it, and let's say option three passed. Let's carry it through. It's more or less giving you direction how to set that up at that point, right?
I don't need, we wouldn't need direction from the assembly at that point. We know what.
That's my point. You can go and do it. Where I'm going with this, though, is if at some point down the line, we wanted to revisit that from either getting lots of public feedback, we just need to have some agenda item to revisit that topic if we, on the off chance, we wanted to do something different. But that would just, anything can be changed.
Anything can be changed. I mean, the one thing we don't want to do is to put a lot of rules in place that we have to backtrack on, because that hurts people's ability to work on their property. So you don't want to say this is all legal today, and then tomorrow it's suddenly not.
That's where I'm going with that. I just want to make sure this is minimalistic. That's great. I'll be voting for the amendment.
Mayor Martin?
One elephant in the room here is the extra staff person. Or would we be triggering a whole another hire just by this decision today?
Can I speak?
Yes, you may.
Sorry. So through the mayor, we've been talking about this for a while. We've talked about, the mayor brought up platting authority. Liz needs help. I mean, we're so much of our property with the add-on of the property coming in from the state requires management to, I mean, for example, we would love to set up a service area in Thomas Bay before anybody ever moves or buys property from us, so that people move in knowing what the rules are day one. That's a ton of work. We've been talking about this for a while. We've held off as long as we could. Even if none of this happens, we're probably looking at an extra staff person because it's necessary. I mean, this is, as you can see just from the conversation at the assembly, this is complex. And it's hard, and you need somebody that can help the public through the process. We have a tough time providing that now when people have questions. I need to get Liz some help.
I'd add to that also is that, you know, we have the property in Thomas Bay, for example, and it wouldn't take it. We could actually begin to put lots up. It's partially mostly surveyed and so forth, but to me, I'd be the same place the manager is. That I wouldn't want to sell anything until we get the rules in place and what we're going to do, what we're going to charge.
Somebody's going to allow. I mean, do you want it, you know, single family, or do you want whatever? I mean, we would like to solve that before people move in, and then because then you have arguments.
And in addition to that, there are some of those lands I think that need to be preserved for public access.
Yep.
for our future facilities, for emergencies, for that type of thing, and for marine access and so forth. That's has to be part of the process. And it's kind of, as you say, it's complicated. Go ahead.
I need to, at 2, have to go to catch the call for Ray.
Okay.
So,
okay, now I'm going to come back. Is there
The amendment we're still on.
We're still on the amendment. Is there any other comments? Okay, hearing none. Would the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Okay. The amendment passes 7-0. Now we're back to the main motion, the amended motion, I should say. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Okay. And that also passes 7-0. And with that, I'll move on the agenda. And we have under there, the communications are in the packet for this time, but I believe that Member Martin has a presentation or subject he must talk about.
Yeah, I didn't prepare much. I got distracted with the snow here, but so there's a Board of Fish proposal. They've been coming up every board cycle to limit hatchery production. And this one is a statewide proposal. And it looks like it might actually get some traction. The Board of Fish has become more and more friendly to these kind of anti-hatchery, anti-commercial fishing proposals. So what I'd like to do is maybe come up with a resolution or letter we could vote on next meeting. Now, the public comment is due at midnight tonight, the on-time public comment, so we're too late for that. But I would encourage anyone who's interested to look it up or get a hold of me and find out how to register your comments. And but we can put in what's called an RC. It's like it's a comment that goes in after the deadline. And being a borough, it would probably get plenty of attention. So I'll hopefully have something next meeting, and we can vote it up or down. And that's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Any other assembly members have comments or questions? Okay. I'll move on. Is there any recognitions? Again, hearing none. One last thing is, back to the item on the regulations, would it be possible to have on the next agenda just a summary of what we've agreed to and the approach, you know, something in less than a page? I'd ask the manager so that make sure we're all on the same page on this.
I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm sorry. Oh, talk to me after the meeting.
I'll do that.
We're happy to give it for. I need to know more clear what you need.
I just want to make sure that the 7 of us sitting here are all heard the same thing and are on the same page. That's what I'm asking for. Okay, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's moving second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Okay, we're adjourned.